Fort Hood and the cost of diversity. Now, the Army, the FBI, and the CIA all knew, Jim, that there was something seriously wrong with the Fort Hood gunman, Nidal Malik Hassan.
Right.
Proselytized for Islam on the job, accused the U.S. government of making war on Islam, and tried to contact Al-Qaeda. And this morning, race relations expert Jared Taylor, editor of the American Renaissance magazine, joins us to discuss the cost of diversity in our military. Jared, welcome to the Mark and Jim Show.
It's a pleasure to be on with you.
Hey, Jared, so the question we have this morning for you, in the bigger picture of things,
yeah.
Did diversity cause the lives of 13 people to go down?
That's a pretty bare-knuckles way of putting it, but I think you could put it that way.
Well, I'm not wearing gloves.
Yep. Well, in fact, as you probably know, this guy had shown all sorts of signs of being a fanatical Muslim. He said that Sharia law, Muslim law, should come before the Constitution. He even said that Muslims would be justified in strapping on suicide belts and marching into Times Square and blowing people up. And also, you may recall, just last summer, there was a black Muslim in Little Rock, Arkansas, who shot up a military recruitment center and killed a guy and wounded another, and he said those guys were great heroes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the signs were everywhere. The 100 red flags went up around this guy, but you have people who are speaking anonymously now in the military who said no one dared call attention to this because in the military today, diversity is everything, and you don't dare say there's a problem with these Muslims.
Yeah, it seems as the days continue to move on, the story continues to unfold, and the evidence is becoming more and more clear. So one of the things we've talked about at length here on the Mark and Jim Show is Islam in the armed services, especially over the last couple of days in light of what's happened. Boy, I tell you, it's a situation that the government really doesn't seem to be handling well. How should Islam be handled in the armed services?
The fact is, out of about 1.25 million active duty armed services personnel, only about 3,500 are Muslims. I think that I think that if you were to talk, it wouldn't be difficult to talk to every single one of them and ask them, do they have any difficulty in serving against Muslims? Would they put their loyalty to Islam before their loyalty to the country, the loyalty to the armed services? And if so, I think you can send them out of the military.
But what if they lie?
Well, it's hard to deal with it if they lie. But this guy was clearly, he wasn't lying about it. And I think that as these people are saying now anonymously, because they dare not say it openly, the U.S. military is so terrified of appearing to be prejudiced that they won't even make the most obvious move. But I would ask you this. Even if the military were to say to those 3,500 guys when they had enlisted, sorry, we're at war with Islamic terror at this point, and we just don't think it's a good idea. Say, it probably wouldn't be constitutional, but say that we had discriminated against them and said, sorry, you can't serve. Would that be worse, or would that be worse than 13 dead people at Fort Hood? Which is worse?
Yeah, you know, I think the other thing, too, that we're really looking at this morning is the fact that when it comes to the government trying to do anything, it's very difficult because this 1,200-pound entity called the government doesn't even know how to bend over and tie its shoes properly.
Well, but you know, what amazes me, and I think this is the government to a T, General George Casey, who's the Army Chief of Staff, he says, wait a minute, diversity gives the Army strength, and it would be terrible if this incident were to reflect on diversity and make people wonder about diversity.
Yeah, he was saying that's
sick. That's just sick.
He said that the single most important thing is diversity in the military.
Right. Well, stupid.
I about came unglued, and again, Mark.
Yeah.
I talked about this the other day, Jared. Threw something at my TV. Yeah, this makes no sense whatsoever.
But you see, that is the kind of hypnotic mindset these people are in.
Yeah.
That's what makes it impossible for them to see all of these Islam-related incidents around the country, around the world, and not be able to say, wait a minute, we need to give Muslims in the Army a second look. That would be racial profiling. That would be bigotry. It's common sense, for heaven's sake. We got dead people. We're going to get more.
Well, the other thing, too, Jared, this is Mark again, but I think the problem with the emphasis on diversity is that along with that, and there's nothing wrong. I mean, we want to have everybody that makes up this country, if they want to serve the country in the military, that's great. Nobody is against that.
Right.
But I think that what we all agree on is that this slavish worship to the idea that that once you have people of different colors, different faiths, and backgrounds, that you no longer have absolute truths that you can operate by, that is corrosive. That is what's killing us.
Oh, absolutely. And you see, in the military today, every time you come up for any kind of performance review, one of the very important items that has to be checked off on is whether or not you support diversity and affirmative action.
That's actually a question that's brought up?
Every time. The evaluation form always has that with every single member of the military.
So,
every time you go for an evaluation.
So in order to get your promotion, which gets you more money, which gets you a better career move.
That's right.
You have to say, yeah, I'm all about that diversity thing.
Exactly, exactly. And if this General Casey, if he'd said, yes, this really calls into question this notion that diversity is a great strength for the United States military, he would have been out the door so fast he wouldn't know what had hit him. So he can't tell the truth.
So the question is, who's in? If you can point it back to one entity or one person, who's in charge of diversity? Who's the one that makes that decision?
Well, ultimately, presumably, the commander-in-chief makes the decision. I don't think we can count on him to say, hey, Islam's a problem. But, you know, it's after they retire, there was an Army Green Beret major, Andy Messing. After he retired, he pointed out that the groups, the armed forces, the special forces guys that do the best, the teams that do best, are ones that are very homogeneous. If you are facing a life-or-death situation, you're going to work best with people who are like you, similar to you. He said, even if you had the same language, same race, same nationality, even some soldiers who are overtly religious, that can cause a certain amount of tension and conflict in the group. And imagine if they're different religions, different languages, different races, different ethnicities. That is not good for unit cohesion. I mean, it makes sense when you think about it. It makes obvious sense. And yet, in the United States military today, if you talk sense, if you speak honestly about this stuff, you're a bigot and a hate monger, and you can't advance.
And you know what ends up when you have all that tension and the inability to communicate and all get together on the same page? You know what you end up with, Jared?
You end up with corpses.
Yeah, you end up with your dog tag shoved between your two front teeth.
That's exactly right. And the general says diversity is the most important thing. The guy needs to have his head examined. Winning wars, saving lives, killing the enemy. That's important, and to have to explain that to a general in the U.S. Army is just amazing.
Jared, I want to thank you very much for joining us this morning here on the Mark and Jim Show. Jared Taylor has been our guest. He's editor of the American Renaissance magazine. Jared, what's the website if our listeners want to go online and read more of what you have to say on these issues?
Our magazine is at amren.com. That's short for American Renaissance. It's a monthly publication. It's been going out for nearly 20 years now.
All right. Jared, thank you very much for your time this morning.
It's been very much my pleasure.